Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready?
Hell yeah! Yeah, right!
Edition of Rebel Rise Live. I'm David Johnson, along with your co-hosts Michael Quirk and Dave Bevan. We thank you for joining us. It has finally arrived, the big visit weekend for the Ole Miss football program, as a number of the nation's top prospects will spend this weekend in Oxford trying to decide if they want to join what is now the nation's number 4 ranked class. And you say, well, wait a minute, I went to bed last night and it was number 3. It's going to change those team national rankings daily, if not hourly, in the days leading up to next Wednesday's National Signing Day, as different schools add prospects to their commit list or drop prospects. The rankings aren't going to change in terms of the players anymore. The final rankings have been cast by 247 Sports, but you can expect Ole Miss to jockey between that number 4 spot and maybe get as high as number 2, maybe even number 1 when all is said and done. But don't be surprised if LSU gets a couple of commitments or some schools currently ranked behind Ole Miss pick up some commitments, like in Alabama per se. If the Rebels drop a little bit, none of that matters until the dust settles on Wednesday. Anyway, so good morning to you all. It's going to be a wild and woolly weekend. Hope you all follow all of the action on the Rebel Rise threads, on the message board. We'll be giving you blow-by-blow updates. And once they get here, once the prospects get here this afternoon and into the evening, there's not going to be a whole lot to report, but we're going to hear things. We're going to hear things on how visits are going. We've got our sources embedded, and we'll be passing along all the information that we can over the weekend. And then, of course, on Sunday, as they depart, they being these prospects who are here this weekend for their official visits, and we'll get into who all that exactly will be a little later on in the podcast, we'll be waiting to pick them off and try to see if we can get their impressions on Sunday morning as they're leaving the Ole Miss campus, of how their official visits went, what their signing day plans are, what the next couple of days will hold for them after Sunday, and report it all to you. So we're looking forward to spending a lot of time with our Rebels 247 members over the course of the next 5 days. And don't be surprised to see some 1 a.m., 2 a.m. updates on the Rebel Rise, as sometimes a lot of things happens late at night. I can remember when Quincy Adebojo committed. It was like midnight on a Friday night on his official visit weekend. So you never know when the action's going to break, and we'll try to keep you entertained and informed all weekend long. So, Dave, a lot of action going down in Oxford this weekend.
Absolutely, David. Finally here, we've talked about it for the longest now. Big recruiting weekend is here. Like you mentioned, over 20 of the nation's top prospects will be here starting today all the way through Sunday. Some committed to Ole Miss, some not committed to Ole Miss, and the first thing that I want to ask you, David, is kind of fill us in what you've already talked about so far. What can Rebel fans expect out of this huge weekend that they've been highly anticipating for already?
Well, there's a whole lot of things to keep your eyes on this weekend. As far as the commits go, the one guy that you want to – there are a couple of guys that you kind of want to see how things are going with and try to get a feel and a vibe over the weekend. The first being Devon Penamon, the running back out of Manvel, Texas. A three-star prospect on the 247 Sports Composite. I personally think Devon Blue, as he is called, is highly underrated. And you can look at his offer list. Look at the schools that are trying to sway him here at the end. It seems to have boiled down. He is still committed to Ole Miss, but Texas A&M and Alabama are certainly in the picture right now. Arkansas also made a play at Devon. Now, you watch and see what happens, because there were it was an erroneous report yesterday morning that he was not coming on his visit. Now, I contacted him around lunch, and he clarified things that he is in fact planning to official to Ole Miss this weekend. Now, I will say this: we were talking via DM on Twitter, and he was real quick to respond that, yes, I am coming to Ole Miss on my official. Everything is set. I sent him a message back, and I said, how solid are you? He did not respond to that question. So just want to throw that out there with the status of Devon Penamon. He's committed until he's not. He's certainly a take for Ole Miss. They want him. If he were to stray from this class, Dave, they're not going to pursue another running back this late in the game. They feel like they have some really good things working towards that 2017 class, and so they would not take another running back if Devon were to leave. Now, the other interesting thing is Alabama went to see him yesterday at Manville High School, and when the Crimson Tide coaches show up, Devon Penamon is wearing a Texas A&M sweatshirt. So, that's what we know about the situation right now. Devon's going to come in. I'm sure he's going to have a great time this weekend, and then he's going to go home, and he's got some thinking to do. And I think there will be some National Signing Day drama there. The other guy in the commit list that will be here this weekend for the first time ever is Arizona Western Community College linebacker David Vuafatasaga. And I think, you want to kind of monitor that over the weekend simply because Vuafatasaga has never been here before. This will be the first time he's been in Mississippi, as a matter of fact. Now, he's visited some other places, so he has that in his mind already. I think this is just a confirmation trip for Vuafatasaga. I think he's solid, but he just wants to come in, obviously, and make sure that Ole Miss is a place he feels comfortable with. So we'll be watching his visit rather closely. The other thing with Vuafatasaga is that he's a junior college teammate with Jonathan Kongbo, and we've been hearing really good things about Jonathan Kongbo the last couple of days. So, you would think your chances with Kongbo increase if Vuafatasaga remains part of this Ole Miss recruiting class. Now, amongst the prospects, you guys know, I mean, Ground Zero all of a sudden is in the state of Mississippi. Wasn't really expecting that. I 2 months ago, you kind of figured Ole Miss was in it really good with Jeffrey Simmons, and they would battle Mississippi State and Alabama to the finish line. But you really didn't think A.J. Brown, Kobe Jones, and even Nigel Knott would be factors the weekend before National Signing Day, because all indicators pointed that A.J. Brown was probably going to stay home. He's from Starkville and play at Mississippi State, and the same could be said for Kobe Jones. And Nigel Knott was sending out flashes that he probably wasn't going to stay in the state of Mississippi. And now with Knott, it seems it's boiled down to an Ole Miss-Alabama battle. With A.J. Brown, it seems it's boiled down to an Ole Miss-Alabama battle. And with Kobe Jones, it seems it's boiled down to an Ole Miss-Mississippi State battle. And Ole Miss has a fighting shot for all three of those guys who 2 months ago I would have told you they wouldn't have even been on the board at this point. It would have been so obvious that they were going to school elsewhere. So I think that's the surprise of the weekend, is the fact that all of this attention is being placed on these Mississippi prospects that really a little while back you couldn't have anticipated that. I think with where they're from and the vibes that they were sending out. So, that's another storyline that we're going to follow this weekend. A word of caution, listen, we're not going to be the only media following A.J. Brown, Kobe Jones, Jeffrey Simmons, and Nigel Knott's visit to Ole Miss this weekend. You're going to have reports coming from Alabama's media. You're going to have the reports coming from Mississippi State's media. And I hearken back to 2013, Michael, and Dave, and I'm sure you guys remember this, but you know, Chris Jones in Oxford taking a visit, and everybody seen him with their own eyes, yet there was a constant denial from the Mississippi State media in their reports that he was in Oxford. And I hope we don't get into a situation like that this weekend. I think everybody has pretty much accepted all of these prospects will be in Oxford. But, you know, filter what you read this weekend in terms of how things are going, because there's going to be a lot of stuff out there from a lot of different sources. And we promise you we're not going to report anything we're not sure of over the course of the weekend. So we're going to keep it as accurate as we can possibly do by working our sources and just covering everything to the nth degree. So those are the storylines. Another interesting thing, Dave, Jacob Mathis, a prospect that I was told a couple of weeks ago that would be removed from the Ole Miss visit list because Ole Miss was done at the tight end position. Mathis now back on, sent for an official. There are some people out there that have crystal balled him to Ole Miss. I think you got to look at Mathis's presence here in terms of the linebacker position. He's a 6'3.5", 223-pound athlete that could certainly play linebacker on the next level. I'm not saying he wouldn't play tight end, but I think that's kind of what you have to look at right there. Does that tell you anything about Mike Juarez? I don't think so, because Ole Miss is dead set on taking two more linebackers in this class. So those are some of the things that we'll be following throughout the week. We talked about Nigel Knott. Shyam Carter will also be here as well. The Rebels looking to add a cornerback or two to this class. Carlos Becker, another outstanding cornerback, a 6'2" corner out of the state of Florida, another who will be visiting. Deontay Anderson, rumored to be a silent Ole Miss commit for quite some time now. He'll be here to just probably confirm everything. We expect Deontay Anderson and Michael Jones to both sign with Ole Miss on signing day. So that's kind of setting the stage for the weekend. It's going to be wild.
And you mentioned Nigel Knott, David. The report confirmed yesterday he took an unofficial visit to Alabama yesterday. He will be on the Ole Miss campus starting today. And Nigel Knott has pointed out that he will be celebrating his birthday while he is wrapping up his official visit in Oxford. There are some reports out that there is a possibility that Nigel Knott could announce his decision on his birthday. Give us your insight on what you see there. Coming out of this weekend, is that a possibility?
I think it's a possibility that Nigel goes ahead and announces on Monday. He has alluded to that. I don't think it's a sure thing. He's had a couple of other D-days, so to speak, that haven't come to fruition as he's been trying to figure out where he wants to play his college football. One thing I will say is my Alabama sources are telling me no matter what happens with Shyam Carter, and you know Ole Miss and Alabama are locked in a battle for him as well, Nigel Knott is a take at Alabama. He is a take at Ole Miss. So, you can throw all that aside. It doesn't matter if Alabama lands Carter, they're not going to back off Knott. If Ole Miss lands Knott, they're not going to back off Carter, so to speak. I think the trip to Tuscaloosa yesterday, I guess your first inclination if you're an Ole Miss fan is you look at that as a bad thing. But I don't. I think that you can also look at it, and Michael, I'm going to ask your opinion of this, but I think you can look at it as not going to Alabama to confirm something. You know, in other words, to just make sure where Alabama is in his mind before he goes into Ole Miss this weekend. And I think I think you could view it as a positive as an Ole Miss fan that, perhaps he's thinking I may get to Oxford and realize this is the place for me. I want to go and just kind of reestablish what I liked about Alabama in my mind, what I didn't like, and then I'm heading into Oxford to see what I'm going to do. Michael, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I certainly think that it could go on either side of the coin there, whether it's a good or bad thing. We don't know because Nigel's been keeping everything close to the vest, but I think it's not something to read too much into because Tuscaloosa is not too terribly far from home for him. If he was going out to Oregon one last time, then that would be maybe something to be concerned about. But it's not like a day trip to Tuscaloosa is any big endeavor. But I think it's certainly been trending in the Oxford direction for him. And so maybe like you said, that he's just confirming in his head what he likes and doesn't like about Alabama. It could mean any number of things, but all I know is that the Ole Miss coaching staff is pretty happy to have him coming on the last weekend.
And
yeah, go ahead, Dave. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, you know, that's just another storyline for us to follow over the weekend, and you know, there's just going to be a lot of excitement. There are going to be some exhilarating moments for Ole Miss fans between now and next Wednesday, and particularly on next Wednesday. But also understand, you're not going to get everybody. No one gets everybody, not even Alabama. So, you know, just be prepared for that. And keep in the back of your mind, too, and this is the thing that I think sometimes some fans tend to forget, those that follow recruiting kind of casually, is that this is a moving target. Everything is a moving target. And again, we talked about this yesterday, but it's kind of like the butterfly effect. What happens with some recruit three state overs could very well affect how a school views a recruit from the state of Mississippi and what their situation is. The schools have spots to fill. They have their targets. Once a spot is filled, a kid that they were recruiting at that position may no longer have that opportunity in front of him. So just remember, lots of moving parts. And what goes on at Ole Miss this weekend is one thing, but there are things happening in other parts of the country with visits and coach contacts and things like that that will also ultimately affect the pitcher at Ole Miss come signing day. I mean, Mike Juarez will be at BYU this weekend. And also Juarez, he did sneak in an unofficial visit to UCLA earlier this week with his parents. So, you know, how are things looking for Mike Juarez? That's something that's not going to be playing out in Oxford, Mississippi this weekend, but something we will keep an eye on as he is set to go to BYU for his final official visit. So just storylines everywhere, Dave.
Absolutely. We haven't talked about lot so far who will be taking an official visit this weekend, and he's been high on the Ole Miss board for the past several months. That is Terrell Hall out of Washington, D.C. area, four-star prospect, defensive tackle prospect. He's taking an official visit to Alabama, and coming from out of that Alabama camp, it appeared that Hall had an extremely good visit, with this being the last weekend come close to National Signing Day. What are the thoughts of one of how this could benefit Ole Miss going into National Signing Day with Terrell Hall?
Well, first off, you get the last best on-campus shot with Terrell Hall. I don't think you can downplay that. Ole Miss has the chance to make the last greatest impression on him. The second thing is there are some Terrell Hall connections to Ole Miss and Oxford. Errol Robinson, the All-American shortstop for Ole Miss, an alum of St. John's College High School, where Terrell Hall plays his football in the D.C. area. And they're friends. I think you've seen on Twitter where Errol has tweeted out some pictures of them together, and Hall has as well. So, you know, there's one connection. There's also another connection that we haven't actually revealed, and, you know, we will do that after National Signing Day, but he has some other connections related to his high school right here in Oxford, Mississippi, with some friends as well, and not students that are at Ole Miss, but it's something we'll talk about after the dust settles on National Signing Day, but not necessarily appropriate or it's not the right time to bring it out right now. But there are some things working for Ole Miss in the favor of Terrell Hall. He's a big-time get. And, you know, if they could close, and I think I'll say this as well. I think Rashawn Gary is gone, okay? Chris Kiffin was in Atlanta yesterday. Gary was in Atlanta, the Atlanta Touchdown Club, to receive a National Player of the Year award. And Ole Miss there at the hotel. And Chris Kiffin checking in about 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. 247 Sports, Keith Niebuhr had eyes on him in the lobby of the hotel. That's how we knew. And, you know, so they're still working, Gary. I haven't heard a report back on how things went yesterday with that visit. Auburn was also there. But in my opinion, somewhat educated opinion, I think the Rashawn Gary deal is pretty much over. I think he's going to Michigan. You never know. But that's where things stand right now. So it makes Terrell Hall all the more important, as well as Jeffrey Simmons. And Simmons is their top priority. As far as the defensive line goes, he's a top priority left in this class. He's an in-state five-star who can make a quick impact on the next level, and they view Jeffrey Simmons as a must-get, as does Mississippi State and Alabama, and that's what's going to make it interesting down this final stretch. But Terrell Hall, another guy that, man, if you can get it and you end up with Simmons, Hall, and potentially Jonathan Kongbo, out of the remaining spots in this class, that's enough right there if you're a Rebel fan to make you want to go to Disney World. Just right off the bat, Disneyland, Disney World, wherever they take people who win it all. I've never won it all, so I'm not sure where they take them. But you know, a key visit. I mean, absolutely a key visit. And if they can impress him enough to get him, then you know, that would be all the better for the Ole Miss football program. Right now he's trending towards Alabama. He had an extended official visit last weekend due to the snow and actually stayed in Tuscaloosa for 3 days. I was told this morning when he went on his official visit to Ohio State, in which he was once committed, he wore Alabama gear on his official visit to Ohio State. So there may be a little soft spot in Terrell Hall's heart for Alabama. So Ole Miss is just going to have to impress him this weekend. That's what they've got to do, and they certainly fully understand that.
A couple of Michael, I want to get your intake on some of this too. A couple of Starkville kids are going to be in Oxford this weekend. 4-star wide receiver AJ Brown, Kobe Jones, 4-star defensive tackle. If you would have asked any recruiting analyst a couple of months ago, you know, A.J. Brown, Kobe Jones, you wouldn't have thought Ole Miss has been high up on their list up until the past couple of weeks. Past couple of weeks have changed, and it appears Ole Miss is in the thick of things. What was your take on how this weekend could benefit the Rebels?
Yeah, I mean, this would certainly be huge because neither the defensive line or receiver is a huge position of need for Ole Miss, as they've been able to recruit a lot of talent there and develop the talent there over the years. But getting both of those guys that appear to be game changers, especially A.J. Brown, has really emerged as prototypical Ole Miss receiver. He's big, he's physical, he can block, he can high point the ball. He's certainly going to be a good player for whomever gets him. And Ole Miss, really, he fits what they want in a receiver. They've gone away from those small, like the Jesse Grandy, Corvick Neat types, and have gone more towards these big physical receivers. But not only would it be big to get the players themselves, but I think it would further solidify where Ole Miss and Mississippi State stand in the state at the moment, not only where they stand with recruits, but with everyone. It appears that there's two different trajectories for the program, and being able to lock up two highly touted guys from inside Starkville would really shake some things up. I think there'd be some ad hominem thrown around after National Signing Day. I think that there'd be some broken families, a lot of split homes after that happened. It would definitely be huge to land either one of them. And it's going to be a big weekend. I'm sure the cardiologists in the Golden Triangle are gonna have their work cut out for them this week, as there will be some people sweating it out in Starkville.
This past official visit weekend, Ole Miss came out of the weekend with two commitments on Monday with Royce Newman out of Illinois, four-star offensive tackle, and then four-star wide receiver Trey Dixon out of David, this big recruiting weekend, are there any surprises that you could possibly see that Ole Miss fans probably break?
Well, I will say this, Dave. I think you just gave us a surprise. Malik Newman committed to Ole Miss. It's actually Royce Newman. Malik Newman, of course, the outstanding freshman basketball player out of Jackson, Mississippi at Mississippi State. But, yeah, Royce Newman and Trey Nixon out of their officials. You know, surprises, yeah, that's what you live for this weekend in terms of the drama and the suspense. I mean, you're hanging for that surprise. You know, will there be one come out of it? There could be. There could be a prospect this weekend that decides to say, hey, I'm going to go ahead and end it. I've seen all I need to see. Am I expecting that? No, I'm not. The kind of kids that Ole Miss are in on right now, listen, these are national guys, and they've waited this long, and they're likely going to wait a couple of more days after leaving Oxford before they announce their college decision. That's what I would expect. Now, but with weekends like this, always expect the unexpected. Something can happen. Somebody may pull the trigger at 11:30 on a Saturday night. Somebody may not show up. Somebody may be sneaking into town that we don't know about yet. Somebody may leave early. And that always creates a flash fire if that happens. So, you know, those are just some of the things that you'll be watching this weekend. Look, they're all going to have a great time. I've been on an official visit with a couple of them with my son. You don't have bad times on official visits. If you do, something's not right. They're going to feed them well. They're going to treat them well. They're going to feed their families well, and they're going to treat their families outstanding. It's red carpet treatment the entire weekend. You know, you'll see that Ole Miss will have some of their key players that'll be involved, recruits, over the official visit weekend. I know that some of the early enrollees have already been asked to be around over the weekend to be able to help recruit and solidify their class, and they're on board to do so. So, you know, it's just, you know, it's that one weekend of the year that is, you know, a very special weekend for people who follow recruiting. And again, we're gonna give you everything that we can give you as soon as we can give it to you all weekend long. So, you know, check often, because you never know when the news is going to break. And I guess that's all I got to say about that. I mean, it's, you know, we're trying to set the stage for you here. They'll start arriving shortly after lunch today, and we'll update you on the arrivals as they get here. And just buckle up. The next 48 hours are going to be a lot of fun.
All right. Is that going to do it for this podcast, David?
You know, I think so. Real quick, though, let's go to Michael Quirk. And Michael will have a front page story up on the returning nine for the Ole Miss baseball team. Who are those nine, and what the pitching looks like and everything, as the Rebels are less than a month away from cracking open a brand new can of baseball. And Michael has some media functions out at Ole Miss a little bit later on today regarding the baseball team. So, Michael, just real quick, kind of update us on the Diamond Rebels.
Yeah, I actually got some news to me today that Joe Wainhouse has transferred closer to home on the West Coast. He was really expected to do some big things this year. I've seen him take a couple rounds of BP and just absolutely murder the ball, and he earned rave reviews from a lot of former Rebels. And so that was That's a little bit of a hit, but luckily Ole Miss returns a lot of bats. They return 11 of their top 13 hitters from last year, including the top five. And you have three players that were sophomores last year that should emerge to be the leaders and stars on the field this year, and that's preseason All-American Errol Robinson, third baseman, first baseman Colby Bortles, and, of course, center fielder J.B. Woodman. And Woodman's a five-tool guy. He really has everything that you could want in a center fielder, and he figures to have a big year this year. And Colby Bortles will be that big bat that everyone will be looking to when they need some instant runs. And, of course, Errol Robinson's a sort of do-it-all guy as well, and he figures to have a big year. And so, yeah, there's a lot coming back for Ole Miss, and they're preseason number 24 in the country, according to Baseball America. And it should be a really exciting year. There's a lot of big matchups. Right off the bat, I believe it's second weekend of the year. Number two Louisville comes to town, and so that'll be a big weekend. And of course, there's home series against Arkansas and South Carolina and LSU and Kentucky, all teams that are ranked in various polls in the preseason. And it's going to be an exciting year in Oxford, and hopefully a lot of years still.
All right, can't wait for a new season of baseball to begin at Swayze Field. Well, guys, I guess that's pretty much going to do it for today's podcast. Again, this is the weekend you've been waiting on. Follow the Rebel Rise all weekend. Myself, Michael, Dave will all be chipping in and keeping you updated. And we are excited, as you should be too. So, Dave, any closing thoughts?
Just what you've already said, David, just reiterating that it's going to be an exciting weekend. Just stick to Rebel 247. Any listeners who are listening who are not subscribed to the site, Rebels 247 is offering a great deal for new subscribers, where you purchase 3 months for $9.95. You purchase the first month, you get the next 2 months free. That's a great deal out there. So it's a great deal to have, especially this time of the year where all that recruiting coverage is just a scroll away.
All right. Well, Dave, Michael, appreciate being online with you guys this morning, and let's buckle up. We got a lot of work to do over the weekend, and we're excited about it. And if you got any questions, post them up on the message board, and we'll certainly answer them all weekend long. So, for Dave Bevan and Michael Quirk, I'm David Johnson. Thank you for listening, and hotty toddy.